Welcome to Vision Atlantic's weekly radio series spotlighting the transformative Vision Atlantic Housing Development, YMCA Expansion and Childcare Project. This is the second installment of the series, and today we're talking about funding. So we are joined by Christina Bateman and Bailey Smith, and we're going to focus on the Lakin Foundation funding here. And there's three pieces of this, and I know it's a little confusing to some, but can you kind of break this down and what Lakin has provided for you guys?
Sure. So to try to simplify it, I really try to have people visualize three buckets. And in three different ways, the Lakin Foundation is really helping Atlantic and our project. So the first way, the first bucket, is they are providing grant funding in the amount of $8.6 million to the new Child Development Center and the YMCA expansion. That is pure grant money that we get to keep. There are requirements that we have to be at 80% fundraised by the end of December of this year in order to get the Lakin dollars, those grant dollars, but we're confident that we will hit that goal. But that's kind of way number one in which the Lakin Foundation is contributing to our project. The second bucket, or second way, is they have transferred $23 million into a community foundation field of interest fund at the Community Foundation for Western Iowa. That money is not Vision Atlantic's money. It's not a grant, but it is our money, the community of Atlantic. It's our money to use and acts essentially as a line of credit from a bank. So Vision Atlantic will get to borrow from that $23 million fund. We'll use it to build the houses. Then we'll sell the house, return the principal with a 2% interest rate to the fund, and then that money stays in that fund and builds the fund, and we get to use that money into perpetuity. So this isn't a one and done type situation for these funds. We get to use this $23 million into perpetuity for our community for housing and essential commercial development. The third bucket or way that they're contributing is essentially like, it almost acts like an endowment type fund. It's structured like that. So when we return the principal with an interest rate to this $23 million fund that's at the Community Foundation for Western Iowa, at the end of each year, as of December 31st, the Lakin Foundation Community Foundation Fund will donate back up to 5% of the profits that that fund has made that year, as of December 31st. So then those come back in a grant form to the community to be used for nonprofit purposes. In our case, we really want to help reduce the cost of childcare and increase wages for childcare staff. And so our intent is to use most of that money to help do those things in our community. That amount, if we get the full 5% every year, that would be about $1.1 million coming back into the community every year.
Can you kind of explain how this funding is separate from what you are fundraising for?
So Vision Atlantic has a $39 million fundraising goal, and all of those dollars are going to be used to construct the childcare center and the YMCA. So as of today, we've raised around $23.2 million of that $39 million goal. So that's one piece of the puzzle. And then the second part is this $23 million fund through the Community Foundation with the Lakin Foundation. And that money will be used to construct the homes in Camblin Hills housing development. So there's two separate pots of money being used for three pieces of the project, but the fundraising is strictly for the Y and the Child Care Center.
And you guys get a lot of questions about property taxes and how this ties in, and talk about that.
So yeah, there's a lot of questions regarding property taxes and what that looks like for our residents and businesses and our community. If we build $48 million worth of new housing, which is the goal, over the next 4 years, theoretically, all other factors remaining the same, that would lower everyone else's property taxes because there's more people sharing the burden of the total tax need in the community. So theoretically, it would decrease your property taxes. And none of the money, none of your tax money, is being used to help for the infrastructure at Camblin Hills. So how that, to summarize just real briefly, the new houses that we build, those property tax dollars only pay for that infrastructure being built on that property.
As far as continued fundraising, anybody that wants to donate, what do they need to do?
There's numerous ways that you can donate, but the easiest way to get any questions answered that you might have is to reach out to Christina, Vision Atlantic, Iowa? VisionAtlanticIowa@gmail.com. You can donate really in a plethora of ways, whether it's through just hard cash, investment funding, gifts of grain, gifts of property. You can pledge, you can stretch your donation out 5 years. So if you are interested in giving a larger amount of money, but you're not interested in seeing that part for the year, you can stretch it up to 5 years so that you're not having as high of an expense, but you're able to donate a more substantial dollar amount.
Okay.
And we're just really, again, thankful to the Charles E. Lakin Foundation. This is a more, you know, this is, some communities never see this in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. So we're just really thankful for the opportunity to have all this capital come into our community to help really create transformative change for Atlantic and the surrounding communities. And we know we're going to see great things happening over the next 4 years. So,
and I think it's really nice to note that it's a high fundraising price tag. $39 million is a lot. And we've raised 23 of it in 14, 15, 16 months. Like we've just had an incredible amount of local support on top of the Lakin Foundation, which I think shows how much the community really loves and supports Atlantic and that they want to see it grow like we do.
Well, that'll do it for our second installment of the Vision Atlantic Radio series. Next week, we will talk about housing.